cyber. Out of mind, yeah. I can't lie, I'm detached. I need guidance. I've been dying. I've been fighting. Got this voice in my mind. Won't be quiet. Silent ride home. Silent ride. Silent ride home. Silent ride. Silent ride.
Welcome back to the pod. Strict for the pod. Episode 32.
Steph almost said Curry.
And I would have been erased from the black community.
Who?
Steph Curry. You're too off. You are too off.
Oh! Damn, look at me.
I thought he was going to say Magic Johnson.
No, because I remember watching, since he's been everywhere, for the, oh man, I can't hear shit David saying. That's wild.
He is muted.
Oh.
I was only two off. Look at me.
OJ Simpson.
Oh.
Oh, you look
good.
Oh, there you go.
You almost had it. I appreciate you trying, though. That's
I knew he was somewhere in like the low 30s.
You get points for trying.
Hell yeah. Not bad for a bitch that doesn't do sports.
That's a fact. But yes, we're going to go Magic Johnson, AIDS.
AIDS.
HIV.
Not positive anymore.
I was about to say he's not
crazy word.
They made a South Park episode out of that one.
Crazy word. This episode is not sponsored by Modelo, but I am going to drink it anyways.
Sponsored by Telepoke.
What's everybody's favorite beer?
An open one.
A free one.
As Bubba J would say, an open one.
I had a pale ale recently that I liked, and I was like, damn. I think I knew I was getting old when I knew I liked them because that's a pissy beer.
No, you just you just broaden your taste palate. That's all.
That shit is nasty.
Hey, I still drank my car's lemonades, so it's fine.
That's you know, that shit. I tried it once, and I don't know. I do drink. I'll even go more bitchier than you. I like what's them strawberry shits? Seagrams? Yeah.
Yeah.
Strawberry ones. Ah, fuck them.
I ain't gonna hold you. A nice cold Seagrams tastes like a Fanta.
Yes. That's a fact. That's a fact. Sometimes you just don't want hard shit while you're eating. You just want something bitchy.
Yeah. I'll definitely get
a strawberry Seagrams. Cold as a motherfucker. Put it away.
Yeah.
man. How y'all been? I feel like it's been a minute since we...
Still recording.
Wait. Tiffany, what? Oh shit! Yeah, that's right. Y'all got a story. Y'all had a great weekend.
We had a great weekend.
Why don't y'all recap?
We can only see her.
Yeah, recap y'all's weekend. Tell us what y'all did.
We went to
NodeCon.
Yeah, Comic Con Fairfax. If you were there on either day, you would have seen either Tyler and I or just me. And you didn't say hi, so that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I almost didn't go because that line was treacherous.
And ask
when we saw that line, I said, we really don't have to come here.
Yeah, we
want to. It moves so fast.
Are you one of those?
Bro. You actually, even her sister was like, yeah, we ain't got to go.
It was like around the block type bag.
It was around the block. Yeah. I started sweating.
Yeah,
that is crazy, yo. That's crazy.
But
who was all there?
We saw Willow, Big Will. She took some photos and signed a piece of paper. I laminated it and go hanging up on the wall somewhere. We met the artist and the illustrator for the Harley Quinn comic books.
The writers for Harley Quinn. Man. They signed my copies.
The nigga who voiced Courage the Cowardly Dog was there.
No shit.
Sonic the Hedgehog was also there.
Whoa. Jaleel White was there?
Not Jaleel White Sonic the Hedgehog.
The Sonic was not there.
The weird Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah,
The white dude from my show House of Lies, Ben Schwartz.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ben Schwartz. He's funny as hell at House
Darth
of Lies.
Darth Maul was there. That was pretty cool.
Homegirl.
And they played Darth Maul?
Mm-hmm. Lunette from the big comfy couch.
Yeah, Lunette from the Big Comfy Couch was there.
What? Yeah. The clown?
Mm-hmm.
You lying. Did y'all get her to lay down? Did y'all tell her to lay down on the floor?
She wasn't there when we was there. She came like later, but she was there.
Oh, she was there the day I went by myself, and I thought about like going up to her, and I was like, I saw her prices. I was like, actually, I'm good. I'm actually especially on the floor from afar.
I was about to say, how much charge lay on the floor? I went up to her and been so weird. Like, I just start twitching like I'm trying to get a clock. Like, you taught me time as a child.
And that's why her prices are so high.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Wow. But Darth Maul was there. Who else was there? The nigga who played
Darth Vader was there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he was on the panel. He sounded weird.
God, who else was there? A lot of people that are in, like, the new X-Men.
Series,
like X-Men 97.
The lady who played, who voiced Storm, the original Storm was there. Black lady. Her line was wrong.
I know I sent my X-Men 1 up to you to get it signed.
So her line was long as fuck.
That'd be right there, boy.
That'd been cool. That'd been some money, though. Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah, they had a bunch of vendors there. Somebody was selling the Spider-Man comic book for $500.
Which one?
Almost... I don't know. It was
or like one of like it was an like, old one.
Because I have 2 through 7.
Oh shit!
Saving up
you probably could have got some trades off.
I'm saving up to get number one. It's gonna be a couple thousand, but it's okay. Hopefully my wife don't listen to this. But yes, I'm almost there.
There you go.
And then I'm trying to get all the first 10. But I have 2 through 7. So shout if y'all listening. Y'all got some out there, hit me up. Y'all see the socials. Speaking of the socials, make sure y'all follow all of them.
Yes, make sure you follow all of us. Facebook,
Twitter,
Facebook, Instagram, Insta, YouTube, TikTok. I think that's our least active one.
We are on TikTok.
We're on it all. Only thing we own it all, I think, at this point.
Pandora, Apple Music, LinkedIn, MySpace.
Spotify.
What's that other studio? Is it Studio Mac? Audio Mac.
WeChat.
Audio Mac. On everything. Anywhere you can stream a podcast. Run that shit. Hey, everything but SoundCloud. I don't think we're on SoundCloud.
No, we're going to SoundCloud rappers. Follow us. We have a contest to who can find Tiffany's social media.
That's a fact. That's gonna be the next we probably gonna have one coming up low key because 2K is about to drop. Yeah. So if you can find Tiffany's social, you're gonna win you a free copy of 2K.
And Tiffany, don't be trying to lie. That ain't me.
You gotta find it and DM me.
Be like, what up, something. Tiff? You gotta say what up, Tiff.
DM me something from the pod. Yeah, let me know.
So if y'all can find
you so secretive about social media?
For real. I'm trying to tag you in everything.
If they find you, get that free copy of 2K.
It's crazy. Like, you ain't even titled the pod.
Pick a title of one of the pods and send that to her.
Exactly. Pick my favorite title.
Free copy of 2K. What is your favorite title?
A standard edition.
What's the first one
that has me? No, I know you're up for a 2K. I'm over here shaking my head like, I got
$200. He's like, is it Javier version of 2K or is it Tyler?
Y'all niggas is getting the standard.
But I pay for it. Like
y'all might not even get the XS version. You might get the
standard. It comes with the NBA ticket, so it's worth it.
Yeah, we're not on Patreon yet. We're still trying to get
a good fall before we head over to Patreon. When we get over to Patreon, though, y'all niggas gotta start paying for the paywall. I'm getting spicy. That's a fact. I promise y'all. I put that on my kids. I'm getting spicy. I know I said I'm gonna get spicy. They're gonna lap it
down in oil.
But when I get behind the paywall, I'm telling everything. Everything. So everybody who has hit me up in the past talking about David, don't be saying nothing about me. Blah, blah, blah. No, when I get the charging niggas, I'm saying everything. Period.
It's crazy.
They ain't hold nothing back. They get what they pay. Y'all getting what y'all pay for. Y'all getting David unlocked. I'm saying everything. everything. But okay, so again, this wasn't the only thing y'all did this weekend. Tiffany.
It was
yeah.
fine.
Oh yeah.
How was your date?
Nah, we not.
How was your date?
What y'all don't understand? This is one of Tiffany's roster mates. So,
my boy trying to be in the starting five.
I don't know. He was, and he got kicked out.
Oh.
We went to see if we should put him on the draft again for this year.
You Jason Tatum
declined. We.
He ain't get no PT. did not participate.
We saw Deadpool, which was awesome.
Oh shit, Tyler.
It was my second time seeing it. I'm so sorry, Tyler. I will see it again with you. I promise.
Oh, you didn't even see it one time.
I was gonna go, but then we decided to go somewhere else. And then on Sunday I was supposed to go, and then I was like, oh shit, school. I forgot. Yeah. So I was like, I had to be a father.
And originally,
damn, responsibilities.
Me and homeboy were supposed to see the new Alien movie.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna go see that.
But I'm gonna go see this Friday, actually.
It was just plain too late, and I was like, I'm not trying to get out of the movie at like 11 o'clock at night on a Sunday. Like that's too
it's
much.
Not bad.
It wasn't bad, but like he was an hour away from home, and I was like a good 45 minutes. I was like, let's just.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. I'm here before y'all go see it.
We grabbed food like beforehand, kind of. I had already eaten. So like we tried a spot nearby, went over to the movie. It was a like Korean Japanese.
No. I like that. That's
I wish I still had the iPad so I could get the auto zoom in. So it was fun. It was good.
It was good. I honestly, it was just 2 hours of me rewatching Deadpool. So I had a great time. I had a blast. Right.
What the people really want to know: are we on a second date?
No, it was just hanging out as friends.
All right, well, buddy, you're back to the bench. You're back. You're back to being Jason Tatum.
Did not
make a name for himself.
Still going to see him at Ren Faire, though. But again,
friends. Oh, so he is seeing you again.
As friend, like we're going to be in the same event, so we're going to say hi. I'm not rude. I'll say hi. I'll grab a beer. But we're
buddy.
Oh,
sorry, you are still in the friend zone.
Hold on, that's the ye old lager place.
Highway to the friend zone.
That's so.
Damn. Reference there. I feel old now. Thanks, jackasses. Anyway.
I didn't watch Top Gun.
I didn't like Tom Cruise like that.
What?
I don't like Tom Cruise.
That is a great Cruise white. Racing. What?
Oh my God.
How is he Reynolds? What did happen? What am I about to lose?
If Tom Cruise, I don't know. I just never liked
Tom Cruise coming.
You haven't seen a nigga. You just like, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but I don't like
him. I also don't like
him. I just don't like him.
But why are you talking about Tom Cruise?
For the longest, I didn't like Keanu Reeves until he was in John Wick. Then I was like, oh, I love this nigga.
He like him in The Matrix.
Bill and Ted?
See, I ain't like
it wasn't the Matrix. I think once Constantine came out, I was like, this nigga, go away. And then
Constantine was actually pretty good. That was I watched it as an adult.
It was fire. When I saw that in high school, it's like no.
You know, like throughout history, we ain't really had that many great performances of Satan being on screen, other than Al Pacino, Buddy from Constantine. Tim Curry was good. In what you call
William?
What about the nigga that screamed, this ain't no damn funeral home?
Oh, yes, Clarence Thomas III. That shit scared me as a kid. I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, facts. So, about four good times, and Constantine was one. Damn, but as you got older, you can appreciate it when you got older. Sure. And actually, I think you already do a sequel.
It is, that's all.
So.
Yeah, Tom Cruise and fucking Nicolas Cage can jump off a bridge.
We're,
yeah, Nicolas Cage. Don't get me started on Nicolas Cage, bro. That nigga, for every one good movie he have about 20 bad ones. 20. Like that shit be terrible. But damn, Tom Cruise, you ain't not Mission Impossible?
It was fine.
I don't care for it. That's all right. You tip medium. Fuck Tom Cruise.
I mean, it's true, but it's just, you know, it's like James Bond. If you wanted like something that could like, nah, James Bond was that nigga.
Nah, Mission Impossible. Like, those are the movies that I only watch because my parents want to see it.
Yeah, you know? That I can't agree to.
So this is what happened. I saw the first one, and it was like the action, the graphics was horrible, but they kept making them. So it's like I'm invested now. So I just kept watching them, and now we're here, and he's still doing all his. I thought it was impressive to learn that he does his own stunts. This nigga jumped off a cliff off of a bike like 20 times because he was like, I could have held on to it a little bit longer. Let's do it again. It's like, this nigga is crazy. That's crazy.
Safe Space. I don't care for Vin Diesel.
No, I mean,
I don't care for him.
No, I'm with you.
No,
he don't bother me.
I ain't care for Vin Diesel. Says Fast and the Furious 4.
Something about him unsettles my spirit.
Like, but you know what's crazy? They say he's a really, really nice guy. Like, really
good. So is Charles Barkley.
Yeah, his interview with Shannon Sharp. I ain't gonna lie. Charles is actually legit a decent dude. He's the most real dude. You know, he gave over, I think, and y'all can quote me on this number, somebody, social media, whoever. He gives over $1 million of his paycheck to black only colleges, like giving back to, you know, his own roots.
So that's good because a lot more should do something because a lot of them. I mean,
that's on top of gambling. So I mean, it's not like he's just out here just using his money for whatever he wants. So, granted, he can't do that, but I think that's pretty. I never knew that he did that, and he's not looking. You know, normally hear, oh, I did this for such and such colleges. Shannon Sharp was the one that mentioned it, not him. He was like, yeah, I don't like mentioning it because I don't look for handouts. He's like, if you're going to do something good, do it because you want to do it, not because you look for accreditation. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's dope. Everybody need to be like that. But with social media today, everybody want to put all their shit out there, what they good. We know somebody that's like that. I ain't going to call them out, but we know somebody that's like that.
I'm like that or not. You'll never know.
No. Y'all don't know. But me and Javier know somebody that's like that. Anyway. Well, what we got on the docket?
We ain't got a docket today for real, but we just.
Yeah.
It's a lot of firing from the hip. Oh.
A lot of social media.
Speaking of, I guess we can rebuttal back to what they did. They talked about their weekend. I did was able to come home for a visit, seeing the family or whatnot. We won't disclose everything. Came to see
some, yes, sir.
Was able to go ahead and purchase the fight. Is he Adesanya versus Du Plessis? It was a good fight, but it's sad to know that my idol is officially old, and that just is what it is.
And he's officially cut off from David's dog list.
It's literally what I'm feeling right now is what you felt for Deontay Wilder. I haven't watched UFC. I haven't went to social media yet.
If you are a loser, you get 3 fights to lose my money. Once you hit that 3 fight total, it's an unfollow, buddy. I don't want to even know you no more.
You know that
Deontay's gone, Usman's gone, France is gone, and now Izzy's gone.
France is all the technically knocked out once.
Oh, that shit was
bad. That shit was bad.
that shit felt like 40 fights. That the way he got his shit knocked loose. I was like, nah. I can't support this shit. But I still got tape.
What makes it the most sad is having to come to realization and just watch them.
That it's over. Yeah. That's how I felt with Deontay. Just watching him getting his shit rocked by that same white boy.
It just actually, let's talk about that. Let's come back. Hold on, let's come back to that. What is I'm gonna add Tiffany into this. What is your favorite athlete or team's worst loss that you have to have ever endured? For Tiffany, what is your worst childhood hero that disappointed you? We'll do that one for you.
Ooh.
I'll let one of y'all start first because I got plenty. And it's I got plenty of disappointing losses.
You know, my teams don't lose that often, but when they do,
I'm talking like, think about the one that just.
Oh, I got mine. You know what it is.
You had to get away for a couple days. No, it made me cry.
You know what it is. Oh yeah, I'll tell you. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'll tell you.
Tyler, we'll start with you.
I remember the date. I can start right now if he don't want to go. We can't hear you. Technical difficulties. While he gets that situation,
we'll start with.
Tell mine.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Oh, you're good. We got it. Let's go. He's back.
I was about to say I had a moment. I zoned out. I ain't hear what you got.
What is your name? Your biggest disappointment from your favorite team or from a favorite player? Maybe it was somebody you idolized and they got caught doing something they really shouldn't be doing, or maybe it was a team and they had like a big disappointment. I'm gonna name one. This isn't my top one. But just to put you in a ballpark, the no call on the Saints the year that we played the Rams, that was the year that we were legit going to win it all. That was the only year I truly believe that we were really going to do it. And that call.
All right.
But go ahead.
I got a couple.
No, just your – I mean, one that put you in such a cold state, like you couldn't talk to folks for a couple of days. It made you that cold. Like you were that hot about that game.
When the Buccaneers drafted Jameis Winston, and I was all like, ha, 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 yeah, yeah. And then the first game, first play, he threw a pick six. I couldn't get a TV off.
He wasn't
eating no W's then. Nope. Then he lost the game like 52-6. I said, this nigga sucked.
I ain't gonna lie.
I was like, don't talk to me.
I thought, you know the one I thought he was gonna say? The one that really hurt my spirit for them watching them lose? That was, I thought it was funny, but it was fucked up. The year they play Oregon. Oregon beat the shit.
No, that was my second. That was my second one. That was my second one because I went to Buffalo Wild Wings. And I was in there just talking hella shit. No, because I remember I think I left the group chat because y'all was going in. I just left. No.
That was a thorough ass whooping.
Jameis threw the ball. That was my second. Smacked in the face. He just got steamrolled. Was just throwing everything. I was just like,
it was Jameis when he came to the pros. I was like, he going to be the savior. The first play, nigga threw a pick six. And then it was just downhill. It was like a horrible roller coaster ride. Jameis Winston,
a white
as a person, as a Tampa Bay Buccaneers person, was no.
He's a rapist. That's all. What's crazy? The last pass he threw was a pick six. So he's consistent.
He's funny. He led the league in passing yards and interceptions. Like, come on.
I love them on the
field. He ain't have his LASIK.
He just don't get it. I love it.
But that was all. Hey, he's a cool person, but football player, nah. Person, probably knowledge, because, you know, he got more knowledge than us, but nah, brother. But my fan opinion, you suck. Sorry.
Cool person. That young lady don't think so.
Tiffany, we're gonna ballpark. We're gonna segue.
Stop it.
We're gonna go to yours.
I'm just saying.
And then we'll come back to David.
Like a tiny one was seen in WWE recently because I grew up with like me, my dad, my sister, just do you smell what The Rock is going.
That was the best era of wrestling.
I was so hyped. And then I started watching wrestling again with Tyler. He came out just, do you smell what the bloodline? And I was like, what the what? What the who? For the what? I was so confused. But like the real heartbreak for me. My biggest heartbreak was when there were allegations against my favorite band. It's ongoing. We don't know what's happening. It was a band that I loved in high school. So I loved the band in high school. It's All Time Low. I loved the band in high school. And then like last year, I think someone made like a very cryptic TikTok about like, ooh, they're trying to strike a chord. And I was like, no. Like, I didn't want anyone to talk to me for a week. I was like, listen, I gotta
know how you feel.
I have to believe the victims, but like, right? Like, I was devastated. We still don't know. Nothing new has come out. If there are victims, I believe in support. If there are not victims, the person who lied can fight me. And I'm very scared. I'm constantly, asshole is clenched, trying to figure out what they may or may not have done. I'm scared.
Be careful. I'm gonna give you some good advice here because I've been through this. Just wait.
That's what I'm doing. Like,
don't support nothing. It's kind of crazy looking at this time of the day.
I used to go to their concerts. I had their shirts. I have drumsticks from one of their shows. Because I was like a 16-year-old, and it wasn't until I was 20-something that someone was like, ooh.
This nigga might have evidence.
I'm hoping. Look, I'm about to say, look, you might got evidence. That drumstick might have
been crazy. You see, I'm praying for you. Hey, that shit don't feel too good when it's allegations, night, ain't it?
I'm like,
now y'all see.
I know.
We was advocating.
Look, I'm staying with you. I'm hoping he pulled through. I'm hoping the band pulls through.
I wish you for the best.
That shit ain't fun.
So if y'all hear anything about All Time Low and it's not positive, just give me a week. Let me more.
I'm going to wake me up.
Take your time.
The worst part being deleting music. That'd be the worst part.
I don't have Apple Music no more. I don't got to delete shit. Just unfollow on Spotify. Bada bing, bada boom. I'm good.
That's a be a real song. Nigga. Don't unfollow shit. I keep rocking that music.
The only shit I'm going to listen to, I have their vinyls. I've been loving them so long. I have their CDs. Back when CD was relevant.
Separate the man from the art.
I mean, I'm not going to listen to them on Spotify. But
yeah, don't listen to them on Spotify. You already paid for the vinyl.
That CD is
rock the vinyl. You know what I'm saying?
That's all I'm saying.
I feel you.
I need to find my cord for my vinyl player.
I already bought 12 play. I bought it. I bought 12 play. That shit staying in rotation. You know what I mean? So it's my turn.
Here.
I'm interested to see which one this is. I think I remember.
There's two times in my life I was hurt. It wasn't disappointment. I was just hurt. It hurt me to my core, to my soul. The date was March 23rd, 2006. We were in the NCAA tournament. Duke Blue Devils. JJ Redick, my boy, my favorite Duke Blue Devil to ever wear a Duke uniform, had to pay this fat ass fuck by the name of Glenn Baby Davis and the LSU fucking Tigers. Now, as we all know, JJ Redick was known for his 3-point line shooting, and he would run the baseline and then cut up to the three and catch it and shoot. These fat fucks who had football players playing basketball, which made no sense to me, they realized that on the tape. So what did they do? They told this fat fuck Glenn Baby Davis, when you see JJ Redick, go to the side, go to sprint across the damn, help me up, Javier, the baseline, you grab him. Don't let him go through these screens or nothing. So it pissed me off just sitting here watching these fat fucks just grab my boy. He can't get through. I mean, he's fighting against fucking defensive linemen. I don't even know why this fat fuck played basketball. I can't stand him. He just kept grabbing my boy, man. It just hurt me. Duke was supposed to win it all. JJ was National Player of the Year. And it hurt my soul. JJ didn't win. He's never won a national championship at Duke. That them fat fuck, oh my god, they was just hitting everything.
I don't like this stuff.
they had one motherfucker on there look like somebody's auntie.
Straight up slashers going against shooters, and them slashers just out muscled them shooters.
That shit hurt my soul. Coach K, when he realized, you know, it just is what it is, he pulled Redick off the court. They embraced for the last time. He started crying. I started crying. Just watching them grab. And the refs wasn't calling nothing. I'm like, ref, you got to call it. They are grabbing his jersey. What are you doing? You're not caught. Like, we're Duke. We get everything. These fuckers, I guess they paid them. So we didn't win.
He said, I hope.
I ain't like them ever since.
He said, leave my stadium.
I ain't like them fuckers ever since, man. I ain't never liked them ever since. The next time I was hurt to my soul. If you didn't know, folks, I'm a Duke basketball fan, and I'm a Florida Gator football fan. I told this story of how I became a Florida Gator football fan, but my family were Duke fans, so that I came out the womb liking Duke, but how I became a Florida fan, I told on a past pod. But the next time I was hurt, they call this day literally in the 30 for 30, the day the Florida Gators died. It was a Saturday afternoon in Atlanta, Georgia. The undefeated Florida Gators and the undefeated Alabama Crimson Tide showed up at Mercedes-Benz Stadium to play for the SEC Championship. Just last year, we beat the dog shit out of Alabama, so they came back with a vengeance. This was Tebow's last year, and I thought we was going to send him out in sunset in glory. Nope. Nick Satan and his damn elephants of Mark Ingram and a bunch of other damn grown-ass men decided to just steamroll my Gators down in Atlanta. They hit the shit out of Tim Tebow, baby Jesus. I don't know how many times. I'm just like, this shit is hit. And what's crazy about that game, the winner of that game, had whoever was going to win that game was going to catapult themselves into the next dynasty, because they were going to get basically every great recruit for the next for the next 7 years, the great recruits all had eyes on that game, and they were going to decide that whatever team won is who we were going to all rock with. That was going to be the next dynasty. After we lost, Alabama goes on to win the next fucking five straight championships back to back, because they get all the recruits. And yeah, it was supposed to be us, but it's not. And we've been in hell since. But it is what it is.
Trying to find the trap door. Where is it at?
When Duke lost that game to fat ass baby Glenn Davis, and then we actually got to redeem ourselves twice. We won in 2010, my graduation year. Then we won again in 2015. So, Duke, shout out to y'all. Florida, you motherfuckers. We got to figure it out. The logo is still the logo. We still get niggas, but
it's still one of the
most we are still always on niggas' yes. tables. Our hat is always there. We just gotta figure it out. I feel like we will figure it out, but I just don't.
As a recruit walking into that stadium,
it's crazy, man. The atmosphere. It's crazy, that's man. It.
The atmosphere is incredible.
It is. Like, being there in the swamp at night in the fourth quarter, they'll play. Tom Payne won't back down. It's dope.
Shout out
it's to fire.
CJ Gardner Johnson. David pay big homage to you when you were in college. He told me you was gonna be something special. You was good for us for the Saints. We miss you.
Well, I'm telling you, and shout out, thank you for coming back to the Eagles. We appreciate you coming back. Our secondary finna be fire. The Philadelphia defense looks insane.
Man, I got tough. Man, I got so many disappointing dang. The teams I like.
Those are the only two times I've been ever disappointed in my. Oh no! There's a third one. There's one more.
We'll double.
There's
back. One we'll more. Give, we'll give her honorable mention.
Let me tell this last one.
Go ahead.
And then we move. Fucking LeBron James fucking up against the Dallas Mavericks. Like, I was happy for Dirk, but I was so disgusted in LeBron and them, because that team had no fucking business losing to the Dallas Mavericks. Like, the Miami Heat was fucking loaded compared to what Dallas Mavericks had, and that shit was disgusting. And that's it. Those are my three.
I think my top one for most disappointment, it's a tie. It's so close. It's either that year against the Buccaneers when we played them. And you know what's crazy? You would think I would say Minneapolis Miracle.
Oh, yeah. That's what I be thinking of all the time when I see y'all.
Believe it or not, that one, I mean, niggas made a bad read. Niggas hit stick too quick. Like, it is what it is. But,
oh, no.
I was more frustrated because we were going against old man Tom Brady, and it was just like he struggles against New Orleans, never beat him in the playoffs. I'm like, I have all the trends leading my way except for the GOAT himself. This nigga, I'll never forget the play. It's third down. All we got to do is get down the field, score, and we put these niggas to sleep because we were up 7. What does this nigga – what is his fucking name? He played for the Raiders. Not Waller. He came from the Raiders. I think it was Watson. Goes up the middle. This nigga, Shaq Davis. Uh-huh. Hits the nigga. He fumbles. Ball rolls all the fucking way out. Fucking corner. One of the corners from the Buccaneers gets it. Runs it all the way to the Tom Brady had struggled to pass the ball the whole game. And you gave him 20 yards to get a fucking touchdown in. I knew it was coming. That nigga was scoring.
Shout out Carlton Davis, no longer with the team. He's on the slide secondary, but he was the one who recovered the fumble. And running back and Tom, old man Brady, the GOAT. But
I ain't ever seen him hit Mike Evans so many damn times. He ain't passed nobody but him, and they still couldn't figure that shit
out. Also, it's me, baby.
Probably the second. It's close, and it's a close second. Is game one of the 2018 NBA Finals. I believe LeBron walked into hostile territory to try to win an unwinnable war, and I didn't really care. I was like, you know what? Not a big deal. We're not winning this. Like, but give me one game. That's what drove me nuts about that series. Just give me one game. I get it's 3.
That was the year they got swept.
Yes, and everybody's like, that was when Stephen A. Smith was like. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors on winning the championship. But let me talk about your so-called king. He get on my nerves,
bro. I ain't gonna hold you up here.
Hold on. What hurt me the most about that one, and it damn near brought tears in my eyes, when Draymond Green done poked LeBron in the goddamn eye, and he had 54 points. This nigga's eye was bloodshot red. He in the game at overtime. You know, trying to figure the shit out, win the game because JR blew it. And LeBron is at the free throw line. I'm just watching him shoot these free throws. I'm just like, this is incredible. Like, these niggas are finna lose, but this is incredible. Like, this nigga is almost scored 60 points and tried to beat these niggas. And he literally lost it due to a boneheaded play. I don't know how he recovered from that. I don't know how he recovered from that.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought your biggest disappointment in the world was gonna be that shit you got on your chest right now. September 3rd, 2016. Y'all talking cash money all goddamn week or right up until that game, number one and number two. We want Bama. And then 52-6.
That shit said Jalen Hurts and Alabama Crimson Tide starting the season 1-0. But you know what's crazy?
1-0.
Y'all shit on that team. Go look at what that team's record was at the end of the year. That team lost 2 games all year.
I don't give a damn.
And we beat Saquon.
What was on top of that? It was funny when y'all ran out onto the field. Y'all, they had them niggas. They was like holding them back, acting like dogs, like they was trying to run. And then they ran. ran into a dog. Is what you did.
I was able to see them when I was in high school with Reggie, but it was brief. I only saw that the last 2 years. That was the 2004 that was the 2004 season when we beat the shit out of Oklahoma. Fuck them niggas.
Yeah. Oh, y'all beat the shit out of Oklahoma too for a national championship. We did too.
And then. That goddamn state of Texas. We got one of the greatest games ever played, but I'm on the wrong side of it. 4th and 5.
Stop. Have y'all been Big talking Vince about Young. College football this whole time?
It's a mix. No. It's a
mix. Oh, okay. I was so confused. I was just like, what the fuck are we talking about?
No, it's a mix. But, I mean, it is what it is. It's just, I think the only time I really, let's put it like this. Who have I had dealt with more pain from, USC or New Orleans? On a recency bias, I became a Dodgers fan, in case anybody wonders if I watch baseball. That's a recency bias. So I don't claim any World Series until up to now. So whatever we do from this point forward, I know that's easy to say when we got the fucking best player. But anyway.
I would like to go on record, right, for the listeners, just to clear something up. This podcast does support Ole Miss, LSU, every single Louisiana team. Make a name for yourself. Make a name for yourself with me. Hey.
Yourself. Speak for yourself. I don't like none of you bastards.
Crazy is I'm gonna be.
And that's why you're not getting any po' boys.
Philly cheesesteak me over that way.
Why can't you get a beignet? I'll fuck with the Tigers.
You can get a beignet. Dave's not getting a beignet.
I don't want shit from down there.
It's crazy. I'm going to be getting one next week because I'm in New Orleans. That's crazy.
What are you going to New Orleans for?
Army. Look at me.
Oh, no. Don't even worry about it.
I ain't going to say that.
Borrow your uniform. Oh,
I want to say something, but then I want Todd to blank it out. But he ain't gonna do it, so I ain't gonna say it.
I might. I don't plug some stuff out because I'd be lazy. We have 41 minutes and 10 seconds. What you got to say?
Fuck y'all!
That is getting edited out. I cannot be.
That's the name of that. That's the title of the show.
Oh man, what was y'all said in the group? What did y'all want to? Jonathan
Majors.
Yeah, that was one. That was a quick.
Smoke break with Tyler.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead. Can you find that clip while he's doing that then? Can we get that?
I'm that savvy.
I'm saying
You want me to put it in?
The clip. Damn.
We
do the smoking with Tyler.
So people can hear it. But why are you doing that? I guess we can do a smoke break with Tyler. Smoke break with Tyler. Hey. I got everybody here today. We got Javier. We got Tiffany abroad her Atlanta ship.
What's your favorite thing to partake in? Do you have like a blend that you prefer? Don't you dare say free. Oh, thank you.
It's not. Well, I think you meant strange. Well,
strange. I like gelato. The gelatos are smooth. They're a little, no, not hard on your throat. That was good. I'm sorry. It's nothing wrong with you, Dave, but I moaned. honestly, I like the real dinky stuff. I feel like I'm a sativa type of person, but I just like OG stuff. I'll be chill. I'll be cool.
Anybody that wants an indica like thing would most likely either be stressed out, meaning like you just want to sleep, like you just want to have a minute.
Yeah, no, I ain't all that. Bubba.
Yeah, most people. Do you think you get a good mix off of a hybrid? I've always been. From the ones I did at
partake, I don't really like them.
I'm not a fan of hybrids.
I'm not a fan, but you know, people do strange things with stranger things, so I'm like, all right. But
I will go on record. I'll say last time, well, I think I had indica and it had a little bit of CBD in it. I had to call Tyler.
Lord. Oh, she did. That was funny.
You know, like, yeah. So it sounds like you got so high, like you were concerned a little bit.
I legit asked him. I was, hey, I just need you to remind me. I can't die from this, right?
No, not at all. Unless you, like, it had to be something outlandish that you would have had it done.
I was laying on the couch watching a Goofy movie, and I think I was talking Tyler through the whole entire movie.
She really was.
We forgot something. I just realized.
We good whenever y'all ready to.
To close up the weekend thing. My bad. We are all over the place tonight, y'all. But after we did get wings, we did go get
41 time.
Those very good wings.
We definitely did. We had some Italian wings, had some Caucasian wings.
No, you're not allowed to eat Cajun stuff anymore, remember?
That's him.
You want to talk all that trash? That's true. Down business.
That's
now.
Him.
You're right. You're right. So I did partake in.
Ben had jalapenos on his wings.
He has, he has some type of Mexican spice. And then, good night for wings. honey buffalo wings.
Speaking of Mexican, that made me think of something. So,
yes, hi, what's up?
My mother talked, and after this, we can get to the clip. My bad. My mother called me today, which she barely did. And she was talking about my grandma. So, I don't know my grandmother. My grandmother talks with them on her side. So, she was just going down our ancestry and me tree because that's what me and Ma be talking about. And do y'all niggas know? I was like, do y'all niggas know that my great grandfather is a Samoan nigga?
What?
You better get on that line and go block.
I'm the rock. I said, I'm the rock. I said, I'm about to give me a little
Moana. Cigar,
but wait. My grandmama is a full blooded Cherokee. I'm a Samoan Cherokee.
What? You definitely gotta go as Halloween as Maui now.
Nigga, I said I gotta get tatted up. I gotta get the. I'm OC. Yes. You are cool. I'm a Samoan. I said I ain't getting nothing from it. There you go, like your hair, because all your hair thin.
Why it's always the wives they just want to shoot us hurt. Down, they just bring us, just hurt our souls. Man, fuck all that. See, there's a reason why
we feel
connected with Roman Reigns and them. See,
I see. Look.
It makes sense.
I'm here.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Shout next out episode, to Roman Reigns.
So now you got to make it a point to go to Hawaii, get
I
laid.
Have to now I got to get in touch. Whoa.
The fire.
Yeah.
Oh, the
boys.
Yeah, with the
flowers. I knew I liked Spam for a reason.
That's what's up. Shut out. It's all right.
But yeah.
So now Samoan, you just slapped your chest randomly for no reason.
All right.
Cool.
So you could be related to DJ Oogly Boogly.
DJ Oogly Boogly. I got to say his name now, DJ Ukulele.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
now.
Pat.
Oh.
Get it down, Pat. Now,
I'm talking about DJ
Izzy
Ukulele. With the.
Okay, mister. I went to school. Ukulele.
I'm about to say I hear him on the game. A pass.
Ukulele. Okay. I don't play with Florida State. I want there we go. DJ Ukulele. Ukulele. That's probably how you say it for real.
There you go. I love it.
Let's go. I'm a hood Samoan. What? Let's go. All right,
that's
I'm done.
Sound fire.
Hey, look, I said, send pictures. She said, bitch, I said, oh, this nigga brawling. Say here.
I'm hype.
You know, Jace might be 6'3" out of nowhere, sturdy. It passed me, went to him because God knew.
Just get in the gym.
I'm low key afraid
God's plan.
Of like doing some ancestry things. Because what if it turns out I'm not Dominican? Now I have to learn how to cook a whole new type of rice.
You'll just be a standard colonized white woman.
Is it the yellow rice?
Brown rice. Technically we do yellow too, but the brown's my favorite.
Is your dad going to smoke that pork? Pause.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I've been asking him.
Like the whole pig?
He'll get like the shoulder and he'll like smoke it. It's been so
good. She brought me some last time. That mess was delightful.
It's been so good lately. Oh no, he can't because we're taking part. I'm gonna bring you some, but it's not gonna be fresh.
No.
But it's still gonna taste good. I got you. Yeah.
Hold on, is he going through something? Because last time him and your mama was beefing, and I feel like that put a little more extra flavor in it.
nigga is stressed out cooking.
he is currently
get on my nerves all fucking week.
All right, so he might be going through some. All right, bet it's gonna be fine. All right, go ahead, David. My bad. I took over for
Jonathan Majors.
Yes, go ahead.
What do you do?
Jonathan Majors.
So it's not nothing specific that he did.
Oh, thank God.
The biggest thing was he just showed his affection to his wife, and I know I sent the clip in there, basically just saying this from the shade room. I'm not sure where David referenced it from. Hold on, just go ahead and play the clip.
I love you. I love you beyond all limit. With all my strength. With all my heart, I love you. I'm supposed to be this tough and strong when you done carried me so many nights. I love you. Through the fire.
No. If I'm his wife, I'm marrying him again right then and there. I'm going on stage. I'm getting a pastor.
So you thought it was genuine. So you did.
Yeah. The way that they were both crying.
I just feel like
so
can't be manipulated.
So they are the way actors, Tiffany.
They are well known actors.
I have yet to see Megan.
However, I will say. He is a Jonathan, like from seeing the interviews, I feel like that's him. I feel like that's just him. I don't know. I don't think it's an act. From just seeing him in interviews before all this craziness and shit like that, the man carried around his own teacup. Come on, man.
I thought it was fake, but the only reason my dilly may be dabbling is because that motherfucker said all his strength. He ain't say strength. He's strength. I saw
that shit took it. And let's be real. This nigga been going through it. He lost his bag. He lost his big bag. They tried to erase him. Come on, man. I think that shit was real.
You got to imagine what type of wonder she doing where that nigga had to say, do this. Like, what?
Yeah,
everything.
He had a reminiscence of
him, loving him, supporting him.
Stuck in and fucking. Let's be real.
What is it?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen Megan.
Seeing that he dressed like he's still from the Mason Dixon line, I'd be like, that Negro love.
Y'all say sickness and health,
them niggas ain't married.
If they get married, they definitely jump in a broom. Ain't throwing rice. They gonna have the most slavery black wedding ever.
What are you gonna
hold? And that gotta be edited out too at 52.
Wait, no, is it rice?
Everybody knows.
Through the fire. Fuck it. Here now.
I love black.
Is white? Is rice or something though?
Is what
he dressed like?
Like the throwing the rice.
That's
definitely some slavery.
Oh yeah,
slavery. And jumping over the broom.
And jumping the broom.
I know that, but like I thought,
how are we gonna celebrate jumping the broom and not throwing the rice? If you're gonna be racist, do it. Don't throw your rock and hide your hand.
But like a lot of people throw rice now.
Look, I gave you the word today, right?
I just think that's all we had.
Shut up. You know, there's a money dance that Filipino cultures do when they get married.
No, rice isn't a slavery thing. Because
I was about to say, like, you know, because we
it's, that it's rice. Older than that.
I know. Okay. We know. History major. We know.
Listen, but guess I just like what? To say that we came world. Up with every fucking thing. So, you know, us as black people, you know.
We made slavery cool.
Right. We had to do something. I mean, we took
like look. Granted, it was slaves. It was slaves everywhere. But when they came and sold the blacks, it was like, oh, we made it cool. We made it
through. Right. You know, we endured.
Trying to from the beginning.
We ain't get the luxury of just picking potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Hot and whipped. Chow.
Hanged, fed to dogs.
They go.
I mean, I wish we could just pick,
using them as
I wish we could just pick potatoes and work to actually get free. You know,
they like to compare.
They go
work you all day, every day to give out.
Hispanics just got, you know, smallpox. You know, we just got biological warfare.
We got fucked on that end.
We don't want to play with this tour anymore, and it just left us bread. Like, what the fuck now? What are we gonna do? We made something from nothing, nigga, because we trendsetters.
That's a fact. Then we created hip hop. Then we created culture. Took scraps from the table and made it cool.
Made it. We made the white man want to say it the cool way, not nigger, nigga. Well, nigga, say I put the A at the end, so it's not racist, nigga. Yeah, come on, nigga.
Linda, nigga. I heard a clip. I sent the clip. Y'all heard the joke. He said, "Hey, one thing." There we are.
Oh man, you ever see that white comedian? What was his name? I don't know. The one that was married to the black lady.
Gary Owens.
Yeah. He had a thing where somebody asked him a question in the crowd, and they was like, "Has he ever said the N-word before?" And I think it was like, by myself. It was like, "Yeah, I'm in a fucking car," and he said 57. He's like, "What do you mean by?" He said, "Hell yeah, I'm screaming that shit in the car." He said, "What the fuck?" I look like that. I appreciate that because you know he took a moment where someone was trying to bring him down. He made it funny, but he also made it. Honest thing, like, yeah, I'm white. I've said nigga.
I can respect it.
We everybody want to be a nigga, Tiffany, but nobody want to be a nigga.
It's like everybody wants to be a cat. I'm sorry for constantly being so fucking stupid.
I mean, I guess you're good.
It's fine. But,
it's can I just tell y'all how I stopped saying it?
Oh, you used to say it?
I used to say it. I can see that.
Scared to say it. I told her she could say it. I said, say it.
But you can say it.
I'm a different woman now.
Say it right now.
No, just say it.
Say it. Go ahead,
Tiffany. Nigga. Go ahead. Yeah, I really miss my. Go ahead.
You mean see what Drewski homeboy said? He said, "My man, I just write it down."
You just gotta turn that N into a W, bruh. Gotta turn that N into a W. No, I stopped because I was at a party with my friends, and it was one of those college parties where, like,
there's a lot of white folks.
No, no, there was a bunch one, of but like, it was in that part of Richmond.
Call that a kickback.
I would have called it a kickback, but there was too many people.
Yeah, it's like 100 people there.
Yeah.
It was started like, out all, as a kickback.
Niggas holding up a wall.
It was I know one what of those you niggas do. Where like you start out and like you're all dancing bachata, salsa, reggaeton, and then like someone like trips on a wire, the music cuts out, and then we all just no music. That was my shit back in the day. And so I'm talking to this white guy up there.
They too damn drunk.
Yes, we were. I was talking to this one white guy, and I say it, and he looks at me with so much. I felt like he was about to swing on me, and he was like, "I hate it when women say that. It's disgusting." And like he got heated. I was like, "Okay, I'm."
You're uncomfortable.
I'm choosing my words carefully around you. I'm also walking away from this conversation. Unfortunately, we were dating, so.
Did you have an open discussion about it, or how'd that go?
I think we ended up breaking up a little bit later because he was like, "Oh, by the way, I'm going to move to Michigan in a few months." And I was like, "Damn, that's wild. So I'm going home now if you want to delete my number."
I'll tell you what, you have had some interesting breakups.
They're not crazier than anybody else's.
Well, see, me coming from somebody that doesn't do the breaking up, these sound crazy to me.
Oh, damn. She left you for something
I pushed them to leave. Like, I don't.
Damn, bro. Yeah, can't relate. I can't relate. I'm so sorry. I'm such an asshole.
No. We're good. Like, I usually. It's complicated. We'll talk about it later.
I've never been broken up with. And at this point, I refuse to be. So any man that wants to talk to me, just know, I'm going to break your heart. I refuse to let, because I'm not doing that shit. I have a streak going. I'm 5-0. You know, I'm, what is it? Fortnite Battle Royale, dude. I'm on that God
Slayer. You really got to go. That game been hitting like crack. I'm so happy the new season started. Don't get me started. I'm going to stop nerding out. I'm happy as hell about that game. New season. Thank you, Jesus, Fortnite. This Marvel shit is dope. Love it.
I'm on the page with the banana Wolverine.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Damn you for. I'm trying to get to Mysterio, and I'm happy. Just let me get to him.
Nah, I need that with Black Panther. I need that shit with Black Panther.
I need the one on the extras page.
So we say everybody got the battle pass, the stock edition.
Yeah, they're right.
Yeah, I bought just the stock edition. I was gonna go 25 levels up, but I had to.
I'm about to cause see, I didn't get a chance to get Black Panther when it was first out. I got till September 17th to buy that package with him. It's like $28. I'm gonna definitely get that because they said they might not be back for a long time. And if it's like a long time, like the John Wick skin,
because you got to remember,
it'd be a long time before shit's come back.
So they you know, they have kept that the new casting for him very low.
They don't need to do.
I don't think they will. I don't think they will. But
they introduced his son in the second one.
I didn't mind Idris. I didn't mind him. Either one of them.
He can play his son. He doesn't have to be T'Challa. They introduced his son in the last movie. Do a time jump. That's all you got to do. Time jump.
Oh.
Y'all have done it plenty of times.
Speaking of, segue while Tyler's gone. Speaking of, for my alien watchers out there, where can I watch all these movies for cheap?
They're on Max.
All the alien movies are on Max.
Last I checked, they were.
How many are
there? If not, there's. You have Alien. Aliens.
Oh, Alien, it's all 3, on Tubi, bro.
Prometheus. Yeah, it's on Tubi. You have Prometheus. And then you have.
Send me all of that in the.
I'll send you all. Here's the cool thing. All you have to do is watch Alien because the newest movie is a direct sequel after Alien. Because what they did, you have Alien, and then there's an incident where a crew goes to search for that crew, which is this crew.
So and then three, you would. There's three of these movies. There's 1979, 1986, and 1992.
That's what I'm saying. You would watch Alien, then you'd watch this new movie. And then you would watch Aliens 2 and 3.
Aliens on
Prometheus actually starts before this whole timeline. So you would technically watch Prometheus, then the film after that came after Prometheus sequel, I forgot what it was called. And then you would watch Alien, and then you would watch this new movie.
I saw a thing on Twitter. It said how to watch Alien. Hold on.
Thank you.
You watch Prometheus, then you watch the movie that's Prometheus sequel, then you watch Alien, and then you'll watch this new movie.
Which one do I need to watch for to be understanding of the new one?
Alien.
I'm going to say something.
The 1979 one. Go ahead.
Yes, the 1979 one. Prometheus just tells how they were created.
All right. So
the first movie you need to watch is Alien Earth.
then Prometheus, then Alien Covenant, then Alien, then Alien Romulus, then Alien, then Alien 3, and then Alien Resurrection.
Yes, that is correct.
God. So technically, Alien Earth.
Just sitting in the chat.
Which Alien Earth was a cartoon, wasn't it?
Apparently, that's how they got to Earth or whatever, or I don't know.
It tells the story of the creator or whatever they were called, the ball headed ones, the ones that you see in Prometheus. I forget what they called. The architects. You see how the architects came to Earth, and then you see them try to leave in Prometheus and all that good stuff. But yeah.
So what you're just gonna want to do is play Mass Effect. And then bada bing, bada boom, you watch the whole franchise.
Basically.
Yeah.
Ego.
No, I think someone who was a little too freaky was on the board for the new movie. Because have y'all seen the trailers? Because you see, like, the whole...
Oh, really?
The whole...
What's the new movie called?
Alien Romulus.
Romulus.
Which is the name
of the new one.
Which is just really the name of the ship. That's what.
So this is what essentially happened after the first Alien movie.
Correct. Because what it is, they sent another crew after that crew lost contact from the first movie. So they sent the crew from Romulus to go find them, to go find Ripley and them. And then they found. Because if you. Well, I mean, this movie's been out for forever. At the end of the first Alien, the motherfucker got ejected out into space. So, I guess when it got ejected out into space, the motherfucker somehow landed on Romulus and starts terrorizing that group. So,
that's crazy. Yeah. So he just was like, oh, second plane.
basically. This shit looks so good because they do this new movie. They did what they call a chronological shoot. So they didn't skip. Okay, so way movies are filmed now, if they have an actor for only so many scenes, they usually like shoot the ending first and then get that done and let them go. So they don't have to pay them for being on set for however many days. They didn't do that with this. They shot it in chronological order, which apparently helps the actors in some way, like just sticking to how it's supposed to be shot. And they went back to practical effects. So meaning they didn't do a lot of CGI. They created these motherfuckers, and they were actually on the set. Which in the first movie, they actually had, it's actually a crazy ass mystery behind it. They had this tall ass black dude. He played the alien in the first one, and then the last day of shooting, after he finished his scene, walked off set, was never seen again. It's crazy.
Mm. You got took by alien.
That's like how Jaws features a dead woman.
Really?
So back in the 90s, whenever Jaws was made, there was like a murder on that same beach, and they found the body of a woman. Trigger warning, by the way. They found the body of a woman, and they're just like, who the hell is she? Nobody knows. No one in town knows. They're asking surrounding neighborhoods. Nobody knows. And then like years and years and years and years later, someone's like rewatching Jaws, and they like look at one of the extras, and they're like, holy shit, isn't that the dead woman that nobody knows? And it was like the dead woman, like alive as an extra in this movie. And they're like, oh my gosh, we have to ask like the casting director. Unfortunately, they had already died. So everyone's just like, so we still don't know this woman, but she was in Jaws.
She was in Jaws. That's crazy. So that's another one. That's like the the munchkin that basically committed suicide. One of those stories. Did they ever prove that that was real or not? Did somebody actually commit suicide on The Wizard of Oz or no?
I'm going to say yes, just because sounds spooky.
Oh, no.
And it does seem like something that would happen.
There was a lot. There's been a lot of crazy stuff that's happening on movie sets. I just remember that being one of them. Like they said, once someone committed suicide on the set.
Being a nigga setting up my playlist for Hulu so I can watch something tonight. Got it all set up.
So it's not really a suicide. It's a
unexplained
death of one of the people that was like a munchkin. They don't know if it was suicide because it said it looks like a actor hanged himself during the set. But they can't prove it was a suicide, which I don't know how if he hung himself or some nigga hung him. So
right. Crazy work.
Play the dwarf. So it is what it is.
I just like that alien one tripped me out because like dude was like seven, like he was tall as shit. And I'm just like, how does this massive person just
He just went to living a life of normalcy? No one knew he was an alien nigga, so he probably just hid among us. Like, really.
If you're rich enough, you can disappear. I 100% believe that rich people can just find like a nice little vacation island, never have to be seen or heard from again. Just live the good life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But honestly, they said before, after Alien Earth, before Prometheus, and this is my last or thing about this, because I just taught another timeline. So you need to watch the Alien versus Predator movies.
Yeah, that one's a good movie. I like that. I want to see that. I like go ahead. Yeah,
do your thing. No, I didn't know you were about to start a scene. Go ahead.
No, the only thing that I liked about the Alien, like, is the background story of why Ridley Scott made the facehuggers do what they do. Like, he wanted men to feel uncomfortable when they watched this movie because it was basically like I don't want to use the R word, but that's basically what yes. So like the facehuggers, when they latch on to their face, like they shove.
Well, essentially, it's like
yes. Ooh. And that's what he like. Aww. He made it. He made them in that way. Yes. It impregnates the person. Yeah, it impregnates the person. That was his thing. He wanted to make men feel uncomfortable because in the first one, that was the first thing it attached to was a man, and it like impregnated him with the alien, and that's how they become born and they bust out from the host. So like his whole thing was to make men feel uncomfortable when they watched the movie, and I tell you, he did because that movie was wild when I first.
That's like It Follows. Because that's also like one of those things where it's like, hey man, you're not safe either. It's just like everyone walks away uncomfortable.
Facts. I remember I didn't see It Follows. I saw the other movie that was just like it. It had the same exact, I think it was Contagious or some shit like that. It was the exact same storyline. Because it was like, I think one of the movies got sued. I can't remember which one came out first. I think it was It Follows got sued because Contagious was like, this is our same exact story. But both movies made me feel uncomfortable. Aliens made me feel uncomfortable. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
And then Alien is just, that whole atmosphere of the movies is intense.
Y'all are going to make me have to watch Bluey tonight. I'm going to get nightmares.
The game. My gamers in here. Y'all should play the game. Alien. Isolation.
I thought you meant It Follows.
Alien Isolation is intense. It is very intense. It's just like the movies.
It's not the one where you running from the alien, it can hear you and stuff, like if you on your mic.
Yes. The alien is actually like that AI and shit that they put into games where it has its own path. It's not the same designated path. It does its own thing each time you load into the game. So you don't know where that motherfucker gonna be at. And it is intense.
Also, I want you to die. How do you win?
it's rough. Let me tell you that much. And it's rough. I got to like the last. I still haven't beat that damn game. That's actually the one scary game I've managed to play through. I jumped like a bitch a lot because, like I said, that shit is intense. Y'all should play that at some time. Then come back and give a review on it.
I will only play it for our Patreon.
All right, there you go. What was that social video that you had put in the group chat, Tyler?
Oh, okay. So, my wife sent me a video. And it's a video of some little radio host or whatever. We ain't got to play the clip because once I said that's literally what the video was about. And the bitch told her tail and niggas was like, what the fuck? So essentially, this lady got on Access Podcast a question. They said, basically, what is the craziest thing that your spouse has allowed you to do or something like that? Or something to that nature. The lady said, my spouse gave me a 3-month pass to go be with the love of my life and then come back. And then the rest of it's a 4-minute video. That's why I was like, we can't really play it in here, but y'all can watch it upon your own selves. It was about how she did this for the love of her life and blah, 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 and this and the third.
So she did it.
Oh, yeah. And go back to her husband. And be like basically, like you got it out of your system.
No, just for
3 months. No. You had 3 months to get everything you needed with your love of your life out your system. One, if you leaving the person you married to be with the love of your life, y'all ain't married coming back.
That's a fact.
I don't think you coming back the same. Like, just go come back on regular time and like, I'm back.
And that she's still saying the love of my life, well, honey, baby. I put a ring on your finger. The hell you mean the love of your? That's me.
That's a fact. Me? That's what I'm saying. Like, that's crazy work.
I'm heartbroken.
Now, asking the thing, she said, would y'all let y'all spouses do that?
No.
If I'm not it, then let me be real. Now let me have some real conversation here for some real situations that I know of that's happened. Let's not act like we don't know people that are in marriages that are just partners. Like, I know people for a fact that they did not marry the love of their life. They had something, a situation like where life happened, where they had a kid or something like that, and they tried to make it work. And then trying to make it work, they don't argue or nothing like that all the time. Like, they, I guess you would say, they grew to love each other or whatnot. Like, they had to grow to love each other and all that stuff. So they may not have necessarily been love of their lives, but they grew to love each other and they make it work. There are situations where this happens, like this, but it's still wild. I don't think you should do things like this, and you shouldn't, just because you do have a child, you don't necessarily mean, like, my grandpa, God rest his soul, he told us, just because you got a baby by that girl don't mean you gotta marry that girl. But some people do it and they make it work. Is it what you should do? Probably not, but I've seen people do it.
As a person that, like, that's gonna value his happiness, because my happiness triples.
That's the thing. People gotta learn.
I had
that.
To understand that. At one point, I was like, I ain't trying to speak on my stuff, like, because me and my ex are super cordial, whatever case may be. But something like that, what he's talking about,
that people gotta learn that. That takes maturity, and people gotta learn that. And sometimes some people get scared of not being able to, which you gotta realize you will be able to find love.
You just gotta take that leap.
Let's just say you can have a child and still find love. It ain't, you know,
people
you
think,
need to
people
find.
Think it's more realistic in this day and age. You're more likely to find someone with a kid than without.
To quote my man Swoozy, you either choose me or you lose me. I am nobody's plan B. I'm not your second choice. And I've ended relationships because it's like, why are you going to be with someone who doesn't love you wholeheartedly? And why would I be with someone who I don't love wholeheartedly or who doesn't love me? Like, I have too much respect for myself.
That's the
thing. And my partners. Yeah. And like, yeah, it took me a long time to like learn that lesson. But at the end of the day, if I'm happy as is on my own, I'm only going to be with someone who makes me happier. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be with someone who diminishes or doesn't add anything. In the same sense, like, I'm going to match that energy. If I diminish her happiness or if I don't have anything, we're not meant to be.
That's like, a fact.
So if you feel you got to go and be with other people because that's the love of your life, have a great life, and I truly wish you the best. We're not meant to be. Period. Bingo.
The moment they stepped out that door.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point, like you said, you got to respect yourself.
You gotta
respect yourself. Love yourself. Love you first. At the end of the day, don't be looking for, and that's another thing people got to learn. Don't be looking for somebody to make you happy. And like at first, I didn't understand that because I've always heard that you're supposed to find somebody to make you happy. But no, you have to be happy with you and be happy by yourself. Don't come needing somebody to do that for you. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't do it before you find somebody, you ain't gonna be able to love them.
Yeah.
So get you together first, ladies and gentlemen. And if you feel like don't be getting into no relationship if you feel like you got feelings for somebody that ain't the person you pursue.
Yeah.
Like, that's don't just even just stay single. Mm-hmm. Just stay single, man. Have fun being single. And hope that whoever this person that you are in love with, if they're in a relationship or whatever, I don't know. But that when I saw that clip, that shit was wild. But homeboy, from the pod, he said all the right shit. Good combo.
Damn, we are so wise. Look at us. All the good advice on this podcast.
I'm telling you.
Don't send me out for 3 months because I ain't coming back. That plan to be
that's a fact.
Null and void.
Yeah,
I went and got milk.
Mm-hmm.
But Daniel in the kitchen shook him. Why would you send me out for 3 months?
Yeah, don't do that.
That was like an actor. That's like taking a kid to GameStop and be like, yeah, just buy one game and then walking away. And you left them the card. No, what, nigga? I don't know about more than one.
Well, with Jake that,
definitely would have liked. Well, I saw that. Yes, but yeah, with that,
we can go ahead and get into our vibes of the day. I'm gonna go first, as always, Javier.
I did not say
and Tiffany.
Nothing. I didn't even say nothing.
I love y'all. Anyways. All right, I'm back on my R&B tip. This is new Ken Dixon, brand new.
Receive. Let's start by taking off your clothes and then your that's all I've left you. So come and lay your body down. I'll make you feel brand new. Baby, tonight, it's all about you. So come and lay your body down. I'll make you feel brand new.
Come on, take me to the bridge.
It's all about you tonight. You can get whatever you want. You love me so good, baby.
So good.
So good.
So good. So good.
Tonight, it's your turn. I promise to love you. I promise to hold you. I promise to do your body like a man's supposed to. It's your world, baby. I'm just here to hand it to you. So take my hand.
That was brand new Ken Dixon, brought to you by David to get y'all close and warm here on The Quiet Storm.
That was that fur rug, fireplace.
That's a fact.
Bucky Necky got a little bit of milk chocolate
for the couples. For the ladies and the fellas, put something on.
Hennessy on it.
That's a fact. What's that baby making? Tyler, what we got, baby? What's the vibe of the day?
A dramatic shift.
Also, just just unworthy at this point. I'm playing spit in my mouth. I'm playing a nigga in chicken pee. Pick and pee, song called Double Up.
See me with a flashlight, bet it back, but double up, my nigga, what your bag like? Spin it all, double up, my nigga, get your bag right, yeah.
Right, my nigga, I'm
I can show you about this bag life. I probably die just to get rich again in my next life. You said they tryna pay me what? I'm on the next flight. Right now I'm kinda busy, babe. I'm sorry, I can't text back. Everybody turned their back on me, gon' regret that. On the road in the sleeve and I'm back with my feet. That's a limit, but this shit ain't on me. That's just how I bleed. We got riches like I fucking told them why they ain't believe. Only rich forever, live forever, I'll never leave, y'all. I told the gang we gotta stick together cause I need y'all. Josh called for a grandma both, yeah, speedball. I'm in the kitchen cooking with my chrome hard tea on. No more cold sales, eating noodles and Doritos. We just dropped the paint, now I'm walking like my knee broke. Any given night, I walk in with a kilo. Middle of the night, get bored and fly to Puerto Rico. You rich, right? Well, nigga, live your life, that's what this cheese for. Hey, you niggas couldn't see me with a flashlight. Bet it back, but double up, my nigga, what your bag like? Spin it all, double up, my nigga, get your bag right here. Yeah. I'll show you about this bag life. I'll probably die just to get rich again in my next life. You said they tryna pay me what? I'm on the next flight. Right now, I'm kinda busy, babe. I'm sorry, I can't text back. Everybody who turned their back on me gon' regret that. Like Tennessee and Baccarat, I'm in New York tryna shop. Walking through the mall on the phone, like what you tryna cop? Made a 50 off the drop, I'm scrapping Resi off the pot. I make like 50 every block, I scrape my extras off the top. Been fiending for that paper, yeah, I need that. She need me. Send me 5 attachments, pussy cream. I'm speeding, putting miles on the rental. The road, I bleed it. I'm telling you, I wouldn't rap about this shit if I ain't seen it. You niggas couldn't see me with a flashlight. Bet it back, but double up, my nigga, what your bag like? Spin it all, double up, my nigga, get your bag right here. I can show you about this bag life. I probably die just to get rich again in my next life. You said they tryna pay me what? I'm on the next flight. Right now I'm kinda busy, babe. I'm sorry, I can't text back. Everybody who turned their back on me gon' regret that.
What was that called? Yeah, I was thirsty. What was that called?
My bad. I was on mute. Chicken pee. Double up.
Wow. He was really there, too. And look at him. Go Gadget Go. That's his new song. That can't be on Apple Music. I would have ran
it. It is on Apple Music. I'll put it in the chat.
That makes me sad.
That's a good workout. Do y'all kids say chat when they're talking in convo?
No, my kids don't say anything.
Wait till they get to
your
wait till they get into middle school and they're like, hey, chat out loud. And I'm just like,
it's because on
they do that.
It's because on
TikTok,
TikTok,
these kids are different.
That's where they are seeing it.
Nah.
I know where they're seeing
it. All right. Javier.
I'm going back. I'm kicking my feet up. This will be a good one. This is a big vibe. I was getting ready to change it, but I'm going to keep it with new singles, actually brand new, Together Forever, Big Sean, and The Alchemist.
Yeah, I had to shake the little shit off, you know. You sitting there waiting for the world to come to you. You gotta go get this shit, baby. Sun shining, breezing. Take it all in, cause one day it could all hit. Yeah. How does it get any better than this? Damn. Woke up to a PYT telling me get up. Through all of the pressure, I'm keeping my chest up. Tupac, keep your head up, that ain't for the neck up. Plotting, but fuck it, I'm set to go set up the beat that's setting me up for the setup. Pushing a V and it's not for vendetta. I'm hungry as ever, but somehow I'm fed up. A smooth operator, I could connect you. I only love a few, I got a protection. I got a talent for turning whatever like throwing me into a blessing. I love your company, but I'd rather be by myself than a fake a connection. I'm too accountable, yeah, savings and checkers. My bitch, too bad, it'd be too bad to break up. Your face is all caked up, my girl is more natural. My mind is the only thing I had to make up. I pick up my dog in the G. We had to change up the weather. My baby, you hit you a lick. I said, nah, we stunning together. Ayy,
standing it. Are we standing together? How long you want it? Forever. Duh. Standing. Are we standing together? Hey, are we standing together? Hey, one, two, shit, maybe a few. Kicked down the door and I made me a master key for all the dogs that's coming in after me. I'm with the alchemist, cooking up alchemy. Started the new school, you boys just my faculty. Running this shit, you can't even keep track of me. Snow bunny, say I'm that. Rid they just speaking factually. Damn the caucasity, you can address me, but bitch, ain't no dragging me. Hold up, hold I took up. The time out for inner peace, then came back with a bigger piece. I'm taking what I want, it's not a reach. B.I.G. in my city, only bigger one it might have been was Big Meech. 200 million bricks, 200 million records. He the only one that could compete. Either way, though, the fam gotta eat. They wanna talk business, but what can you bring to it? You know I don't propose a plan unless it has a ring to it. Never stuck, just sticking to the script, reading through it. This is half man, half God-given. Insufficient funds, half my life to the other half. Caught up with it. If the gang ain't going half with me, then it's bad business. See, we standing it. If we standing together, how long you want it? Forever. Duh. Stunning. Fuck, are we standing together? Fuck, are we standing together? Fuck, are we? Hey.
Yeah.
There is a explicit version out there. It's a little bit better. That's an edited version.
But I like it. That it is the explicit. I don't know because like
because the one so I listen to.
I'm on here. No. I'm gonna tell you because when I play these, I have it up on the Apple Music, so I know when to end it. His explicit version on Apple is just like that too. I think he went back and changed his explicit version. Like, yeah, so that because I was just listening to Alpha on the
I haven't listened to it today. I listened to it yesterday.
Yeah, I think so he must have updated it. Yeah, he did
this weekend. Then.
He did. It's still fire. It's good to hear from Big Sean. That's Together I like Forever.
It. I do.
That's
I like
Together it. Forever.
I like the explicit one, but he did a good job. I didn't even know who the Alchemist was, and that brought me on.
I'm sorry, what?
I didn't know who he was.
What do you mean you don't know who he was?
What?
Nigga, this white man is one of the greatest producers to ever do in hip. Okay, yeah.
I went to his catalog shortly after, young. And then that's when I figured out.
Was he not here the one he did with Freddie Gibbs?
Clearly not. Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
We're gonna move on. We ain't got the top.
All right, sorry, Tiffany.
Tiffany, what we vibing?
So, I thought we were doing a throwback.
We were supposed to.
It still works.
We were supposed to, but you still work. This is cool.
So I forgot. Sorry.
So I did the song that I listened to the most in high school, which was Love Like War by All Time Low.
I got to hear it. Let me hear it.
Oh, these are the niggas that's going through it. Got you.
Sorry, little hearts out of smoke, pour a drink, steal a kiss in the dark. Fingernails on the skin like the teeth of a shark. I'm intoxicated by the light. In the chill as you stare, I am painfully lost like a deer in the lights of an oncoming bus. For the thrill of your touch, I will shamefully lust as you tell me we're nothing but trouble. Trigger lockdown call, wipe the dry clean slate, quick sound the alarm, no one's
escape from the truth and the weight of it all. I am caught in the web of a lie. And the bitch of it all is that I'm running from the desire of the people to whom I belong. At the end of the day, you can tell me I'm wrong, cause you went.
You know who they that song puts me in the reminding of? My Fall Out Boy song.
I was about to say Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, any punk band from 08.
But I have a bone to pick with my ex-white girlfriends in high school. Y'all failed me by not putting me on to this group. Y'all got me on Panic at the Disco. Crazy. Y'all get, took care of me for Fall Out Boy, but y'all failed to put me on these groups. So y'all slacking. That was dope. But yeah, it definitely put me reminding me of Sugar We're Going Down Swinging.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Great pod, you guys. This was fun. We appreciate y'all for tuning in with us. We hopefully y'all learned something because we had to put some advice out there. And with that said, Tyler, give them the word of the day one more time.
Oh, man, shit. I said something earlier, but I forgot now. It's crazy.
Don't
throw the rock and hide your hand.
That's it.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
And with that, play the song.
My pickup line this shit. I try this one.
Call me when you get lost.
Oh, you look malnourished. Get some bread, fried an egg, yo, you're drowning in syrup. You pick a spot, I pick a tail number, and we could be tourists. Let's go to Cannes and watch a couple indie movies that you never heard of. Listen to bands, groove and we dance, disco in France. Smell some perfume, head in the wind. We can switch off, I can show you how you can really exfoliate skin. If you got a man, you should...